Linus Crook. It's estimated that about 600 million people across Africa still lack access to electricity, which is fundamental for economic development. Currently, fossil fuels account for about 75% of the region's energy production, with that figure going up to over 80% for South Africa. But using their significant fossil fuel resources also means increasing their greenhouse gas emissions. An alternative would be to leapfrog over fossil fuel energy and transition to using its equally large renewable energy resources. I'm joined now by Sarah Malm, Executive Director of the Global Association for the Off-Grid Solar Energy Industry. Thanks for joining me on the program, Sarah. What are the challenges facing African nations in their transition to green energy?
Thank you for the question. I think there are a couple of areas. One is political will. Governments need to be committed to the transition to renewable energy, and then investment, both from national governments and from the commercial markets and from the big multilateral banks to lower the cost of capital, and also showing that renewable energy can be a job creator and is a opportunity for people to have long-term employment. And then finally, infrastructure. As we know, in South Africa, we've had problems with our grid, and the challenge of adapting renewable energy onto the grid and strengthening the grid infrastructure.
In one of the things that I read, I noticed that there were also concerns about the loss of jobs in the fossil fuel in M sector.
Yes. For example, in South Africa that has a large coal mining industry, what happens to those jobs if the coal mines close and we go off coal as a source of power generation? So the plan and the commitment, going back to the political will, needs to be in place to create that transition, but also recognizing access to electricity of any form is a job creator. So providing people with more lower cost and more cleaner sources of energy also provides new jobs and new opportunities to people. So really making that connection that electricity is the foundation, whether it comes from fossil fuel or wind or solar.
Your organization believes that off-grid solar energy could help provide electricity to something like, I think I read, over 40% of people who still don't have access in Africa. How would that work?
Yes. So many people who lack access to electricity live in more remote areas. So the grid is not going to reach them in 5 years, even 10 years. It's going to be a really long process. So off-grid solar products are market ready, they're low cost, and they are able to be delivered quickly to communities to provide basic electricity, which will allow them to start being more productive, to be included in the financial inclusion and other opportunities that come with the foundational power source from solar off-grid. And then people who live in weak grid, or what we like to call load shedding environments, also benefit from having solar backup battery. And that becomes a really important part of keeping businesses going when electricity is interrupted or not available.
To go back to the rural parts, the people who really are not anywhere near a grid, could you give me some examples in very real terms?
So what it would mean for a home, let's say in a rural village, it would need lights for your kids to study by. It would be the ability to charge your phone and be able to communicate. And it would be the ability to power a small tool to start a business. That's the power of having access to electricity.
And that would be via a small individual apparatus.
Yes. So a solar home kit, or even a lantern that has a battery that's powerful enough to charge a phone. Yes.
Now, obviously, all of this at the end of the day comes down to cost. There's not much investment in Africa. At this recent Africa Renewables Investment Summit in Cape Town, what kind of solutions were suggested?
I think there are a couple of key solutions. One is we need lower cost of capital. We need companies to be able to borrow the funds at a competitive rate so that they can expand their businesses into these hard-to-reach areas. Think of it this way. A commercial company is being asked to deliver to a community that may not be able to pay for the services. So how do we square that? We square that with grants, philanthropic money, and also support from national governments and big entities like the World Bank and others need to step in so that the consumer can afford to pay for these products and the companies can afford to deliver them.
Thanks there to Sarah Malm, Executive Director of the Global Association for the Off-Grid Solar Energy Industry. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. FMR.